The CD is by Ronald LaFay on meditation techniques that can help you in everyday life. Everyone can visualize. Some people think they can't, but they really can. If you can even visualize yourself getting to work and how you got home and the path thereof, you're visualizing. You're just making it too hard when you think a lot. One thing I do not want is I don't want anybody ever listening to this CD while driving in the car. It is very relaxing, it's very soothing, and it could help after a good day's work, but once you're home and you can relax without being in danger of crashing. Okay, the first thing I want you to do is prepare yourself for this moment. That is, come prepared to sit and relax in a place that is not disturbed, where the phone's not gonna ring without the kids coming and knocking on the door. Just find a spot that you feel comfortable. It could be in a high back chair from the kitchen. It can be a lazy boy chair. It can even be in bed, just where you feel comfortable. Now that you have that, I also would suggest that you get a pen and paper and put it really close to you, because a lot of times when you are meditating, great ideas can come and you may want to pull yourself out and jot something down. So get the pen and paper. Now we're going to start with a relaxation technique. I want you to get in your chair. I'm just going to assume that you're laying on your bed. You can do this right before you go to bed, right before you go to sleep, and if you go to sleep during one of these techniques, that's fine too. So you're going to lay flat on your back, you're going to have loose-fitting clothing, and you're just going to relax. Get really relaxed, wiggle out all those little wiggles. I want you to just lay really still now. We're going to start with your feet. You're going to start with the bottom of your feet. You're going to feel them relaxing and going up to your ankles. Your whole foot from the bottom of your feet, your toes, the top of your feet, all the way up to your ankles is now relaxing. Now while you're relaxing your feet and you're just kind of getting used to the fact that you're relaxing, I want you to visualize a big white light. A white light that comes and fills all the space around you. It is encompassing your whole body. Your toes, your head, everything is within the white light. The white light represents what you see as the great creator. It can be God, it can be Asna, it can be Buddha. Whatever you see as the great creator, your God, this is where this light comes from, and it surrounds you and it protects you. Now take a deep breath in, let it out through your mouth, relax. We're going to go back to our feet now. Now that they are relaxed, we're going to go up and we're going to tighten our toes as tight as we possibly can. And you're going to go tight, 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 even tighter. And while you're doing that as tight as you possibly can, you're going to take in a deep breath through your nose. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Relax. Let your toes and your feet relax. Just breathe normally. Relax. Feel your feet, how heavy they are. Now we're going to go from your ankles up to your knees. We're going to go tight, 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 as tight as you can, a little bit tighter. Come on, a little bit tighter. Then you're going to take in a deep breath. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now you're going to relax and let that breath out. Take in another deep breath. Let it out. Feel the energy from your knees all the way out through your feet, just heavy and relaxed. Very, very relaxed. Now you're going to go from your knees all the way up to your waist. All the way up to your waist, your butt, everything tight, tight, tight. The genitalia, everything tight, tight. Come on, tighter than that. Tight, tight, tight. Deep breath. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Relax, let it out. Now relax. From the waist down, you're so relaxed. It's becoming one with the bed, one with the chair, whatever you're sitting in, it's becoming one. You're very, very relaxed. You're going to move up and you're going to go into your torso. We're going to start with our reproductive organs, and we're going to go into our bladder and our bowels, and we're going to feel them tighten, and our liver and our kidneys, our stomach, all of those things in the lower parts of our body. Name them out in your mind. Feel them tighten up. Take in a deep breath. Feel them tighten, tighten, tighten. We're going to hold our breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Relax. Blow out. We're going to just relax. We're going to feel those organs as they relax. Look at them one by one. Okay, now I want you to tighten up your lungs, your chest, your shoulders, your heart, your muscles, everything in the top part of your torso. Tight, tight, tight. Take in a deep breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let it out. Relax all the way down. Now your arms. Your arms, your elbows, your wrists, your hands. Tight, tight, tight. Tight, tight, tighter. That's it. Tight, tight, tight. Deep breath. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now relax and let out the breath. Relax. From the neck down, you should be as heavy as a stone and light as a feather, both at the same time. You should feel as if you could float to the ceiling, but very heavy in body. Very relaxed. Breathing normally. Don't forget to breathe. Just relax. If you feel a spot that is still a little tight, now is the time to focus on that part. Tighten it up. Take the deep breath. Hold it. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Relax it. Take in another deep breath. Let it out. If this needs to be repeated, go ahead. So the next thing you're going to do is your head from the neck up. We're going to tighten. Don't forget the back of your head. Don't forget your face, your ears. Remember to think of your tongue and your teeth and your throat and your voice box and your nose and your sinuses and your eyeballs and your ears and the inner parts of your ears and your brain and all the wonderful things your brain can do. And we're going to take in a deep breath. Hold it and tighten all those things up and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let it out. Relax. Very, very relaxed. Your entire body is just relaxed. Listen to the music for just a second. Don't forget to breathe. Whole body is relaxed. I want you to relax. Be very, very deeply relaxed. Very, very relaxed. Take in 3 deep breaths and hold them in for a few seconds and then let them out. Feel your toes relaxed, your legs are relaxed, your torso relaxed, your arms and your shoulders and your head. Feel them all sink into the table, into the couch just a little bit more, or the chair or the bed. Relaxed, feel them relaxing. I want you to start down this path. It's a beautiful path. There's gardens all around you, blooming flowers. It's the little garden that we had outside of our white room. And on the far end, we see something very shiny. And we go and we start walking towards it. And as we get up to it, we realize it's a golden wall with golden bricks. And there's something written on each brick. When we bend down and we look really close, we see words. And the words are our thoughts. Things we say about ourselves. On one brick it might say, not good enough. On another brick it might say, a loser. Another brick, not worthy. Another brick, not loved. They're all very negative words. And they have created a great wall, a golden wall of bricks. I want you to read on them. I want you to find all of these horrible words that you have been saying to yourself. What fallacies have you created in your mind that have created these walls that are built up so you cannot be a whole person? Within them, there's some diamonds. And when you look at the diamond, there's something written on them as well. They're names. They are names of people who have harmed us, who've done us wrong, that we may consider an enemy. People that we may love that hurt us. They may be our parents, our family members, brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents. They may be bosses, co-workers, schoolmates, friends, enemies. They each have a diamond with a name on it. They're within this wall, making it stronger. They are supporting the gold around them. And when you look, there is another brick. It is made of energy as well. And it has things that we tell ourselves and call ourselves, like stupid, retarded. These are really things that hurt ourselves, that we are fat, that we are ugly. These are very hurtful, hurtful bricks that we know are not true, but we still keep them as part of who we are. And we look and we see a great massive pick. It's made of white energy. It is the pick of God, and we're going to take that pick and we're going to start hammering and swinging as hard as we can, and we're going to break that golden wall with all those diamonds and all those energy bricks out till they crumble, till there's nothing left. And we're going to pound on each and every one of them. We are no longer going to be at the mercy of these fallacies. Once we have torn down the wall, we are going to ask God to come and sweep it all up and make us whole again. As God comes down and He envelops us with His love and puts His arms around us, we feel His love, His wholeness, His acceptance. There is no judgment here, only unconditional love. He stands back a little and He's holding a whole bunch of strings in His hand. And the strings are attached to different parts of our body. And as He tugs on this string, a whole bunch of corks unplug around us and fear drains out. We feel the drain of all the fear that we have always had. And then we start to feel things filling up those holes. They're becoming healed and full. And we start to say to ourselves, I am strong. I am whole. I am of God. I am the light. I am good. I am good enough. I am loving. I am love. I am not alone. I am and I am seen. I am heard. I matter. And this person pleases God. And as you say those things, you feel them deep within your soul, filling and healing your body. You feel God's arms around you, unconditionally loving and feeding and healing you. Now I ask that each of you know that I love you, and I hope that you love yourself, and know above all else that God loves you, the Creator loves you, that you are part of that Creator. Never sell yourself shorter than that. Know that there is nothing in this life that you can't get through. There is no judgment, that you can give this love and this energy to others. I ask that you do that. Remember that you're loved, and God bless.